Hello, welcome to Samae Carmenta's Mini Podcast. Today I'll be introducing the human toll of instant. Delivery by Michael Barbeau. Warning, what I'm about to tell you might be kind of disturbing. The company XOP is a United States corporation and one of the world's largest providers and transportation in the United States. And it holds 98,000 employees. Also, one of the fastest and most growing corporations, having dozens of warehouses in many countries. Today, with the rise of online retail like Amazon, Disney, Nike, and Verizon, the consumer expectations have transformed. Tasha Morrell, an employee from the company XOP, after having to experience and seen something so heavy, she is brave enough to speak up against powerful companies. In the interview, she explains how the company is so inhumane and remorseless. In October 2017, Tasha came into work and saw many people running and heard crying. Tears from Ms. Linda, who fell onto the ground. Linda, who talked to the supervisor earlier, telling her that she doesn't feel well, with the supervisor responding to her, saying, "You can go home with a point, but I'm not going to authorize you to go home." And then later, 2 to 3 minutes later, she fell and hit her head against the rail. At that moment, the co-workers went on their knees, trying to give her CPR and help her any way they could. The supervisor said, "No one touch her. Let her be." The supervisor confirmed that she was dead. The supervisor's comment was also, "Oh well, people die. But we have orders to complete." Time passed by and Linda was still on the ground for 2 to 3 hours while everybody continued to work. The disrespect is real. All the superiors did was put a traffic cone around the dead body. The United States regulations must not overpass 13 hours per day. The employees from the expo usually work their employees 14 to 15 hours a day. Not just that, but the warehouse sometimes reaches 100 and above degrees, where everything is so cramped up. The company runs this point system where if you reach 9 points, then you're automatically fired. Employees try their best not to get points because the need to help and support their family is great. But there's so much a person can take. Tasha got pregnant and was 3 months when she had her miscarriage from work. Even with the doctor's letter saying she can't carry more than 5 pounds, the superiors were ignore the doctor's words and still make them work long hours in carrying 45 pounds of boxes. This didn't just happen to Tasha, it also happened to 7 more employees. Tasha gave up the job after the harsh events and experience and what she's seen. Today, Tasha is sharing her story to the world to make it known what is happening behind the scenes and that she is fighting for each man and woman's right so they can break the chains from human slaves from big companies. This is Samae Carmenta. Thank you for listening.